Hi all, welcome. I'm Priya Sathi and I'm Group Product Manager in Power BI. And I'm here to talk to you about Power BI for the BI professional and the data engineer. I'm joined by my awesome team online, so feel free to ask your questions because we do have some time. Hopefully we do have some time in the end for your awesome questions. Hopefully you had a chance to watch Charles Lamanna and Arun Ulag in a session earlier. I'm gonna deep dive into some of the Power BI capabilities that Arun talked about. And very specifically, we'll go through the challenges and the opportunity. We'll talk about how you can easily leverage Power BI and your investments in Azure and Microsoft technologies to ingest and prepare your data, to create awesome reports, to create business definitions, business semantics of data. We'll also talk about how do you generate and embed your reports into any existing or new applications. And we'll also talk about how do you manage and govern at scale. We have some call to action as well for you at the end. So let's start off. So the challenge that you guys today face, that we all face, is this data is growing exponentially and there's a myriad of data. So how do you bridge the gap between data and decisions? In a recent survey that Gartner had, 30% of the organization said that they adopt BI. And of that, there are about 3 BI tools used per department because of platform limitations. And guess what? 85% of the organization said that they struggle to analyze unstructured data. I'm sure you guys are facing this as well. So I'm going to talk to you about how Power BI really enables you to overcome these challenges and how we can help you solve for these. At Power BI, our mission is to enable you to build a data culture. We want everyone to be able to make every decision with data. Charles talked about GlaxoSmithKline. We have several other customers like Johnson Controls that are bringing their data into Power BI and the Power platform, and they're able to drill into that data and get the answers at the fingertips to make their business decisions. So you may ask, well, how do we do this in Power BI? So data culture is really about everyone. And at the core of Power BI, we have built amazing data experiences. Arun talked about some of these amazing AI-infused experiences, but they actually leverage existing Azure and Microsoft technologies. And we look at capabilities across 4 pillars. Abilities to ingest and prep your data, creating business semantics of the data, and we'll talk about that more, creating awesome reports and embedding them into your applications, and managing and governing at scale. This is really not about just the one user, but it's about hundreds and thousands of users, and really all about meeting those enterprise demands of security and scale and performance. So we'll go into each one of these pillars for the next 15 minutes. So let's start with ingest and prep. So throughout the rest of the session, I am going to actually show you demos where we're going to go into each of these pillars, and the demos are based on Contoso. Contoso is an electronics product manufacturer, and they built reports on Power BI to get insights. So we'll talk about the first stage of ingesting and prepping the data. Contoso has got sales data, has got opportunity data, and the data is living all over the place. It's living in the data warehouse, it's living in other stores. And a VP at Contoso starts off and is able to come see this awesome report that's been built in Power BI. And the report has predictions. They're able to go drill down and look at opportunities and the status of winning or losing that opportunity. Click on that opportunity and they're able to go look at top factors that contribute towards this opportunity being lost or won. And so let me tell you how easy this was to do in Power BI. You might think that this probably took hiring a data scientist, building machine learning models. Nope, we built it using Power BI data flows and machine learning within Power BI. So In Power BI, we have Power BI data flows where you can ingest your data using Power Query and create these entities. Here we have sales and opportunities and as entities. And I go in and I say, hey, I want to predict status. That's the field I'm interested in. And you know what Power BI does for me? It easily knows and recognizes that this is a binary field and it's a binary classification model that needs to be applied here. And I can create my own labels. And once I've created my labels, I can just, you know, start saving that model. And Power BI tells me, hey, here are all the fields that I'm going to choose for you to use to predict the outcomes. Nothing that I had to do. I'm going to go ahead, name my model, create a description, and there is a default training time. I can increase that training time, or I can leave it as is. And that's it. My model has been created. That was about, I think, 5 or 6 clicks, but that's all it took. So some of you in the audience might be interested really in, you know, looking at the model performance. So we actually give you all of the details behind that machine learning model. You can go into the model that we just created, click on the training report, and what you're going to see is all the details around the model performance. You can see that's 95% in this pre-trained model. I'm going to also show you that you can see all the top predictors that went into the model. Again, we're very transparent and give you all of the details. You can probably even go change your probability thresholds. You don't want to tweak with all of this. Don't tweak it. Leave it up to us, because this is based on technology from across Microsoft, across MSR, and our AI technology. You can also go look into your training details. You might be interested in how many rows were sampled, or how many rows were used for training, or what was the model performance over various iterations, what were the features. Again, it's all right there. You can read all of this if you want to, or you can trust us to help you build this. That's how easy it was. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about is really data interoperability. You probably have this data ingested, and you probably want to now make use of it in maybe the Power Cloud platform, Dynamics 365, or you have Azure services and you like SQL and SQL Data Warehouse and Databricks, and you just want to use it there. So in Power BI, and specifically Power BI Data Flows, we support the common data model format. So data stored in your Azure Data Lake Gen 2, and you can very easily use that in any service across Microsoft that supports the common data model format. That's how easy it is. Now, the next big thing I'm super duper excited about is our integration with the data stack, very specifically Azure Synapse Analytics. You guys probably know that, you know, we mentioned this at Ignite, and we are super excited that this is in public preview. And you're now going to be able to use Power BI with Azure Synapse Analytics, which for those of you who don't know about Synapse, is our modern data warehouse. It's our next generation SQL data warehouse. You're going to be able to link your Power BI and Synapse Analytics workspaces. You're going to be able to do collaborative development between the business analyst and the data engineer and the data scientist. And we're bringing these worlds together via this public preview. Now, what I'm really excited to talk about is what's coming next. And so I'm going to give you a sneak peek into what's coming later this summer as we continued our deep investment between Power BI and Azure Synapse. So one of the big challenges, guys, probably that our data engineers in the audience probably face and think about is performance between my Power BI reports and my data warehouse. As the amount of users increase, as the volume of data increases, you're probably thinking about, how do I tweak my data warehouse? What kind of materialized views do I have to create? That's probably going to take you time. We are saving you all of that time. What we are doing with this deeper integration is we're going to collect all the query patterns that we see from users hitting your reports as the usage increases, as the volumes increases. And we in Power BI actually will figure out, we have the algorithms to figure out what materialized views will actually give you optimum performance. And we're going to send this over to Synapse, and Synapse will create those materialized views, and you will get much higher performance than what you would get otherwise. And again, as part of the sneak peek, I want to show you a quick demo of what this experience looks like. So over here, back to Contoso. Contoso has the sales report, and here's the report running on 660 billion rows of data in the data warehouse. You can see I'm running my performance analyzer in Power BI Desktop, and the performance analyzer is kind of, you know, rotating its wheel and trying to figure out performance. I'm going to show you an experience now where I go in and I change enable this recommender for materialized views. Now, I'm showing you this experience using SSMS, SQL Server Management Studio. When this comes out to all of you guys, you will have an awesome user experience to enable this. And I'm going to turn this on. What you're going to see next is, as soon as I turn this on, Power BI is collecting all those queries, and it's automatically creating those materialized views in the store. And those queries now are going to get redirected over to those materialized views, and you're going to get incredibly faster performance with no work on your part except to click the toggle to enable this auto creation or this recommender. Again, coming soon this summer. Super excited about it. And with that, let me switch over to the next topic. So the next pillar was really all about business semantic models. Now, let me start off with making sure that everybody's on the same page with me as to what are business semantic models, enterprise semantic models. So the core of Power BI is really a semantic model. Or these are really business definitions of data. For you, those are BI professionals in the audience, you probably care about this, because if I talk about a data set like revenue or sales, you could have business definitions which change. For example, I could have a return rate, which has a specific logic to it and specific metrics around it. So what we've done here at Power BI is made these data sets very open and extensible. So you can use not only Power BI reports, but you can use your tool of choice to access these data sets. The most important thing here is that you can read these data sets, you can update these data sets, not just using Microsoft tools, but any other third-party tools, and you can maintain one source of truth for these business definitions of data. So what I'm excited to talk to you about is what we've done with these semantic models. So for those of you that are BI professionals, you probably have this huge challenge where you have enterprise level semantic models, corporate definition of revenues, and you or sales, and you probably have definitions for subsidiaries. For example, my subsidiary might have varying logic based on politics, based on weather data, based on some other local data, and might have their own local data set. And one of the things that probably was very challenging for you in the past was really taking these two different types of semantic models or these data sets and joining them together. We're actually simplifying that with a feature, again, we're bringing out to you later this summer called Composite Models, where you will be able to do exactly that. Use your enterprise semantic model, bring in your local model, and create local definitions. And if you want, these local models can be contributed back to the enterprise semantic model. A very simple example here, again, that I'm going to walk through, where back to Contoso, I have that sales data set that it was sitting in that data warehouse. I have been able to create the sales report. It's a very simple sales report. And I want to bring in data that is from a financial data set that's maintained over by that other finance department, because I'm interested in adding margins into my sales report. As you're seeing through this demo, it's really super easy for me to bring that and create these relationships on the fly. And I'm just creating the relationship based on date and customer number. And I'm able to now take data that is from my sales org and then data that was sitting over there in finance and bring those two data sets, create those business data models, and very easily create a new KPI for me, which is margins, because that's what I'm interested here. BI professionals will probably recognize the DAX over here. And I'm able to add that and very quickly and easily bring that margins into my sales report for the sales organization. That's how easy and simple we're making it today for you guys. So with that, I want to move into the topic of reporting and embedding. We've ingested data. We've applied machine learning to prep the data. We've created business semantics, and there's next step of embedding these awesome reports you've created. What I want to talk to you about here is, and I'll just touch upon this very briefly. We have a whole 30-minute session that is coming up later today dedicated towards Power BI Embedded. I would suggest you guys definitely go to that session. But two things I want to touch upon here at this session. One is those reports that you just created, you can embed those reports in any application that you've created with RLS, role level security applied, or you can also enable subscription-based bursting. So me in a sales department can subscribe to these reports, and based on what data I have access to, I can only see those when I get those email subscriptions. So if I'm an account manager in the UK, I only see my UK-specific data. What we also do is, because you as developers are probably interested in this, we support APIs. We have a ton of APIs, and we support a lot of different languages, .NET, Python, Scala, React, Java, so on. And you can embed these reports into your app applications. Again, as I said, we're not going to get into the details, but I would definitely ask you guys to go to that session. Last up, I'm going to talk about managing and governing at scale. As I mentioned, this is not about one or 10 users. We're talking about hundreds of users. You care about, well, where's my data coming from that I'm building these reports on? What's the lineage behind this data? You probably care about the performance and the usage of my reports. I've invested so much, and I care about that. You care about making sure that data is not getting into the wrong hands and leaving my circle of trust. So we'll talk about the capabilities here that will enable you to do exactly that. So first, I'm going to talk about Microsoft Information Protection. We've integrated all Power BI assets, reports, data sets into information protection, and you can apply those same sensitivity labels that you're familiar with in Excel and Word, and this is available to you today. What's even more so important here with our integration with Microsoft Information Protection is, let's say a user downloads the data into Excel. People love to do that all the time. The same labels, the same sensitivity labels carry forward. You don't have to do any of that at all yourself. So the next thing I want to touch upon is really lineage. You're probably interested, as you're thinking about, as BI professionals or even data engineers, as you're thinking about building reports, you're probably interested in where is this data coming from that gives me lineage, and what is the impact? I make a change. What is the impact of that change that I make to my report, or maybe to my data, to my data set? And here we've built lineage and analysis where you can actually go look at where the data came from. And let's say you're about to make a change to a report. You can actually go notify your contacts and say, hey, I'm about to make this change. And that's how simple it is to understand lineage and also the downstream impact, not just downstream to that, you know, one workspace in Power BI, but across workspaces in Power BI as well. Lastly, I'm going to talk about monitoring end-to-end and monitoring usage and performance. This is probably top of mind. You've made all these investments. You put all this money into building these reports, and now your reports are so awesome. They're going viral. They're scaling to hundreds of thousands of users, and you really care about two things. You care about what is the performance. Now, as you guys all probably know, that performance has multiple tiers. It is, you know, you could have performance bottlenecks at the browser level, at the network level. Maybe it's the way you've designed your reports or written your queries, or maybe it's down at the network level. Maybe it's at the data source level. And really, what we're building here is, again, sneak peek that I'm going to show you into monitoring with Azure Log Analytics. We've had all this awesome telemetry about performance within Power BI. And later this summer, we're actually going to bring it out to you guys. So you will be able to bring your own Azure Log Analytics and attach it to your Power BI tenant or to your Power BI workspace, as you're seeing here in this mockup. And we will be sending all the performance telemetry that we have within Power BI over to your log analytics. So a very simple example here of what you can do to evaluate performance is you can write your own queries on top of Azure Log Analytics, and you will be able to evaluate how your reports are performing and where the performance is going and what you need to tweak. Now, one of the things I do want to mention as part of the sneak peek that we will also be bringing this out with a few template apps, so you guys will not only be able to use our out-of-the-box, our template apps, but you'll be able to tweak those apps, and maybe you want to blend this data in, this usage and this performance data in, with your own data from your HR system and build your own reports. And you might actually want to integrate this data in Log Analytics with all of the other Azure services that are using Log Analytics. So with that, I know I ran through a lot to ingest and prep data, create business semantics, and to create awesome reports, embed them into your applications, and really to manage and govern at scale. I want to take a pause here, and I want to ask Christian Wade, who's also on the line with me. I hope you guys have been asking a lot of awesome questions over the last 20 minutes. But let me introduce Christian Wade, and Christian's a PM lead as well in Power BI. And Christian, hey, do we have any questions from the audience that we can address here?
Sure. Hi, Priya, and hello, everyone. So yes, we have a couple of questions. So firstly, for the semantics just demoed, will there be an admin and role settings within the admin center to determine who's allowed to do this within the organization?
You want to go ahead and answer that one, Christian?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. So I'm assuming we are talking about the composite models demo where Priya showed that you can consume data from two semantic models and create a report on top of them. And so that will be controlled by who can access the model. There is row-level security and fine-grained security that is imposed on that model. And then once the user creates a report, they would need the permissions also to go ahead and publish it and assign permissions to the report for other consumers. So there is levels of security all the way along the stack.
Awesome.
Okay. And I have another question as well. And the other question is, in the automatic materialized views, is it possible to control when they get created?
And that's a great question. And we are using logic that we've actually built within Power BI to actually suggest when those materialized views need to be created. And so you will get some level of control into your hands as well as data engineers. And absolutely, you know, we do expect when we bring this out into private preview and into public preview that we get your feedback to be able to evaluate those materialized views. And Christian, do you want to add to that?
No, that's absolutely correct, Priya. I don't have much else to add other than you will have administrative control over when the materialized views get created and also how much resources, how much size they actually consume.
Great. These are great questions, guys. Thank you for asking these questions. Are there any other questions, Christian, that we should address?
Not right now. No. We're out of questions at this time.
Awesome. All right. This is great. So what I would love to do is just kind of wrap this up with a couple of call to action here for you guys. And hopefully, you know, you've actually, if you're new to Power BI, hopefully this was a quick session that gave you start to finish on ingesting data, applying machine learning, creating my report, and also a sneak peek into what's coming later this summer. So call to action. As I mentioned, for those of you that are interested in learning more about how do you embed these reports into your applications, your multi-tenant SaaS applications that you already have, do attend Amit's session later today, and he will go through in a lot more detail and give you guys some awesome demos and show you guys some working code as well. And one last thing that I do want to wrap up with is we have everything except for things that are coming later this summer. We have great documentation that's available online where you can go ahead and if you're new to Power BI, get started. And if you're already a Power BI pro or a data engineer that's been using Power BI with all of the other Azure data services, you will find lots more documentation here as well. Thank you all very much for your time. And I hope to see you next time. And stay safe, stay healthy.
Thank you.